Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo OG just making a video about vaginal secretions. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, today I got up and I started seeing all these shenanigans with women. Yes, they pull out a lot of bullshit out of their fucking vagina, don't they? Yes, that's why I call this video vaginal secretions, because women fucking A. They think you pull out gold out of their pussy, but no. I think their vaginas are more like cloacas, because all that comes out of that fucking pussy is bullshit. Yes, they have fucking diarrhea of their pussy. All the shit they pull out, but because guys want to fuck them. Yes, friends, it's partly our fault because we want to fuck these whores. We let them do whatever the fuck they want. So, yeah, you think that's going to fucking happen? No, friends. Yes, now we have a species of one. Everyone's a fucking male. Yeah, only the ones that pretend not to be males. But yeah, women are pretend to be men. So technically, they're trannies. Level one trannies. Enjoy. Yes, look at this lovely lady. You marry this fucking chick. She looks like a fucking lame-ass version of olive oil. But yeah, but this is your wife. And now she's nagging you because you need to take out the trash. And she's right there fucking eating her fucking Dairy Queen bullshit. Enjoy! Yeah, I thought men's supposed to be the king of their castle or some bullshit like that. Well, apparently not. This fucking bitch is wearing the fucking pants in that relationship. Well, nowadays guys like to get pegged in the ass, apparently. But no, I got another clip of a video that got married to a fucking Pakistani. Yes, and now she's lamenting because she's not a Pajit herself. She can't do things for her husband. So let's watch that Down syndrome. Enjoy!
Okay, so I have this thing and I need to know if it's just a me problem or if anybody else in an intercultural relationship also experiences this. So I'm Australian, my husband is Pakistani.
Fucking disgusting, so fucking disgusting and foul. Yeah, look at this right white fucking bitch. She's fucking married a fucking Pajit. Yeah, Pakistani little motherfucker. Yeah, they're fucking little dwarves and they got small little micro penises. Yes. Oh shit, what the fuck is Australia doing? But don't worry, JD Vance is doing this bullshit too. But at least it's a guy fucking a Pajit bitch, not the other way around. A fucking Jeet's fucking a white bitch. Fucking A. Why? Why is a white bitch married to a fucking Jeet? Yeah, you know they're scamming, right? They're not real fucking engineers or whatever. But no, this fucking chick thought that this dude is the cream of the crop. Yeah, it's a creamy pile of shit. Enjoy.
And the other night, he went to our family friend's house for an iftar dinner, but it wasn't like all the families, it was just the boys, right?
Wow, you thought your little Pajit fucking husband was gonna be a little cuck, huh? Yeah, but now that you're married with him, I'm sure he's gonna be doing his little fucking Pajit bullshit. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, you stupid cunt. Enjoy.
So he went there, he had dinner, great. I was at home thinking, I actually sometimes feel so sad that I can't do that for my husband and his friends.
Yes, I guess being a dirty, filthy little Pajit has its fucking advantages. I guess fucking because he's so dirty and toxic, fucking all that shit seeping into her fucking brain and polluted her mind and made it into a submissive little fucking Hindu cow. Oh, fuck yeah! I guess that's the trick. Don't fucking shower, worship fucking shit, and you could get yourself the woman of your dreams. Enjoy!
Like, I can cook, that's not the issue. I can do all of that, but I cook it a little bit different.
What, you can't cook their crappy ass Indian food or whatever the fuck these motherfuckers eat? Yeah, all you gotta do is get fucking clay pots and shit in different fucking pots. There you go, fucking Indian food. Enjoy!
To how they would eat it, or I cook like little different things. So I can't give them like the home cooked Pakistani iftar dinner.
Oh, I got an idea what these fucking Pajits eat. It's like, come on, it's not that hard to make the traditional bullshit. Yeah, it's all you do. You take a dump right there and they'll fucking be like flies on shit. Just saying.
Right? And sometimes it actually makes me really sad because I'm like, I want to be able to do that for my husband and his friends. Like,
Well, at least she's submissive. A fortune is not to an Australian man. It had to be a fucking Pakistani fucking Pajit fuck. But hey, that's what happens, right? You need to control your women so they don't do bullshit like this. But whatever. If you want to be replaced by fucking creatures like this, do what you're doing. Just saying.
I want my husband's friends to come around and all enjoy like a good meal together. But yeah, I just need to know, is that like a me only issue or do other...
Well, guess what, bitch? You're a fucking white chick, and these guys are Jeet. They're gonna discriminate against you. Oh yeah, they love fucking all these white women and all this fucking cool shit, but they're still gonna treat you like trash. So, yeah, enjoy.
Other intercultural relationships also experience that. Because sometimes that's really sad.
Yeah, what a dumb, moronic fucking bitch. Yes, friends, I bet you're thinking, gee, if a fucking Pajit could get a girlfriend, what can I? It's because you're not a bitch like a fucking Jeet. Remember how fucking stupid and weak and lame Pajits are. How much do they beg for pussy just so they could get a crumb? Yes, that's what you have to do. Do you want to bend over backwards, jump through all these fucking hoops just to get a piece of pussy? No, you shouldn't. I got a clip of a fucking chick that's telling you what happens when there is no sparks. So, I don't know. Enjoy!
I ended my connection with two different men this weekend, and I told you about one of them already, so I want to tell you about the other one now.
Yeah, look at this fucking bitch. She thinks she's the cream of the crop, that she's God's gift to men. She has all right titties, but look at her face. Her face is like, blah. She's like a 5 at best. But this bitch thinks she's God's gift to men. So, yeah, what a stupid ass bitch. But whatever, let's see what she has to say, right?
So this was a man that I went on 5 dates with, and we had a really beautiful connection.
Thank you, Mario, but your princess is in another castle. Yes, this guy went out in 5 dates. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dates. Yeah, this motherfucker went out with this whore for 5 fucking tries. And did he get pussy? No. That's what this video is about. So yeah, don't whine and dine these bitches, because then you'll be right here playing with your penis and using your tears as lubrication. Enjoy.
I was really enjoying being courted by him. He picked me up for all of our dates. He planned them. He opened my car door. He paid for all of our meals. He was super thoughtful and attentive.
Yes, this dumb bastard went through all that fucking bullshit. And for what? For what? That's right, nothing. This guy got a big old dick in his fucking face. Yes, does it smell fucking good? Yes, it probably has a hint of pussy. Yeah, the pussy that was supposed to be yours. Now you get nothing. You see, don't fucking whine and dine these bitches. They're not fucking worth it. All they do is laugh at you, and they're gonna fuck that nigger after the date. So yeah, you feed this fucking bitch, and a nigger feeds her fucking penis. No, friends, that's not cool, but that's the world that we live in. Enjoy.
And on our 5th date, he made me dinner, and we explored a little bit of a physical connection.
Oh, so you actually tried to give him some pussy, but what happened? Did you find out the guy had a small little dick or something? Yeah, there was something wrong that you didn't go through it. Now that's fucked up. Yeah, you're actually gonna get fucking pussy, but because you fucking suck as a man, you didn't get no pussy. Well, I guess you need to level up, guy. Your little fucking penis wasn't fucking worth it. Maybe if you were a Pakistani, you'd have a better shot. Right, fellas? Anyways, let's continue.
Then I could feel after the date that I didn't want to go deeper with him physically.
That is fucking bullshit. You fucking did all this fucking bullshit. You went through this fucking beast 5 fucking times. Yeah, you went 5 rounds with this fucking bitch. And something happened that she didn't fucking go for it. Yeah, what the fuck did you do to fucking piss her off? Or fucking dry up her pussy, I should say. Yeah, did you not fucking shower? Or what? Did you fucking fart? Or did you cry at a fucking movie or something? What was it? Damn, that sucks. So close, but yet so far. Enjoy!
If we weren't committed or exclusive, and I didn't feel a desire to be exclusive with him. So I let him know that next time he texted me and shared that in a voice note. And he said, thank you for your honesty.
Really? You know, if a bitch would have done that to me, I wouldn't even respond. I would have done just fucking blocked her and fucking erased her from everything. It's like, fuck you, bitch. I've done it in the past before. Yeah, you want to play fucking games? Cool. Do it to the next guy. Fuck off. Goodbye. Next.
Let's talk about it when we get together. So we had a final date, and yeah, we just talked about it. And for him, it felt important to have a sexual connection, which I...
Yeah, she did that shit because she can. Yeah, so what you gotta do is don't ever talk to you. Yeah, she can't talk to you anymore. Yeah, unless she's gonna fuck you, but then, you wanna keep a bitch that fucking did that to you? Yeah, if you have to, just fuck her once and then don't ever fuck her again and don't talk to her and none of that shit, but that's a you problem, I guess. Anyways, let's continue.
I so understand. And for me, it feels important not to have a sexual connection unless I am committed or moving towards real commitment and devotion with a man and belief.
Yeah, look at this chick. She has all the choice that she wants. And what choice does a man have? All you gotta do is abide by whatever decision she makes. If she wants to be with you, cool. If she doesn't, unfortunately, you have to be cool with that too. Look at her. She's just like, nah, 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 nah. Like, should I? Shouldn't I? Yes, no. Yeah, it's not like if you're choosing like an ice cream or a cereal that you're gonna eat. Yeah. You say, oh, but this is the thing. And let's say, yeah, but you fuck everybody. It's like, no, you're saying it's like precious, but yet it's not precious. So what is it? Is it sacred or is it not sacred? Oh, you see? You can't fucking turn these hoes into housewives. They do bullshit like this. They're very unstable. Yes, I need something that's more sure than this shit. If a chick is gonna retract her fucking consent, then why deal with it? Just something to think about, right? But whatever. Let's continue.
Feeling that desire with him. And I wasn't feeling that desire with him. So he had a need for sexual connection and activity, understandable. I had a need for exclusivity and commitment in order to...
No, bitch. That motherfucker actually met the requirements. He put up with 5 dates with you. Yes, the thing it was is this guy needed to play hard to get. Yeah, that's the thing is, women need to be chasing you, not the other way around, because if they don't chase you, they're not gonna want you. Yeah, so yes, friends, stop chasing these bitches. They have to chase you, because if you chase them, this is the shit that you have to put up with. So yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Enjoy.
To be sexual, and so we had differing needs, and so we lovingly and respectfully honored each other and acknowledged each other. I thanked him for all of his generosity.
Don't be lying, you bitch. You mean he's a fucking sucker, an idiot, a fucking fool. Yes, he gave you all these cash and prizes and you're running away like a fucking thief in the night. Yes, fuck yeah, I like free stuff too. Enjoy.
And love and care and how he's courted me and in this dating experience. And he thanked me. He's like, you've changed my life.
What a fucking simp. He's simping for this fucking bitch and even fucking fucker. You're fucking stupid. But he did play around a little bit. It's just that you suck in bed, man. Sorry, guy. Enjoy.
You've shifted me into such a different paradigm and expanded me in beautiful ways. And yeah, we hugged and just said goodbye and set each other free.
Yes, friends, don't torture yourself with this shit. If you see a chick starts doing her stupid shit and she's fucking playing games and she's backpedaling or whatever, yeah, just cut her off. Don't deal with this shit. Remember, there's other fucking things to do in your life. You could always go with other women. You could always get yourself a sex doll. They are AI waifus. You could do that. Hell, there's your hand. You know that Pamela will never say no to you. So yeah, she's a little bit nicer to you than this fucking bitch. Yeah, I bet this bitch works in human resources. She's doing the same fucking shit. Enjoy.
And it was so beautiful. It was mature and simple. And yeah, we each felt sad about it, but we also felt the truth in it. And neither of us made each other wrong. And that was it.
Yeah, this guy is fucking actually worse off. Yeah, because he paid for the dates. She even said so. That's 5 dates. How much does a date cost? Going to dinner and like movies or whatever? You're easily going to waste like 300, 400, maybe $500. And say $500 just to round it off. And he did it 5 times. So that's 500. That's 1,000. 1,500. 2,000. 25,000, 2,500, so that's $2,500. Yeah, so now this guy lost about that much, and this chick just feels good. Nice warm feeling inside her heart. Thank you for the memories. And what'd you get? Thank you for the fucking memories too? No, you're actually in a worst off position, but because you wanted a fucker, you got this. And do you get a consolation prize? No, unless fucking watching porn and fucking masturbating, you consider that a fucking consolation prize, but you do you, bro. Enjoy.
So I'm sharing this because I think that we often avoid conversations like this, and or we don't own our needs or our boundaries.
Or maybe women should be losing all their fucking rights. Yeah, you have too much power and you're doing a lot of stupid shit with that power. Don't you know with great power comes great responsibility? But no, you're just a stupid ass female. That's why they need to be controlled. It's for your own good. Just saying.
Or we do own our needs and boundaries and then someone gets made wrong in the process. And I wanted to give you an example of how it can be done without making each other wrong. Keeping it simple, loving, and respectful. And I'll end with these beautiful sunflowers.
Yes, friends, what a delusional little bitch, huh? But don't worry, friends, I have one more clip of a guy complaining about fucking what happens when you get the second date. Enjoy!
The worst thing she could say is no? Really? What if you ask her on a second date and then she drops you a link to book a date with her? Yeah, it can't be that bad. She's busy. She built this whole website on Replit.
Yeah, friends, check this out. What a delusional ass bitch. She thinks she's the grand fucking prize. She puts congratulations. You won an alternate fucking trip to her vagina. Yay! Well, let's find out if you actually do get this prize. Let's find out.
Just to tell me congrats, you made it to the second round. There's 6 other dudes.
Oh shit, looky here, we got the Magnificent 7. Oh fuck yeah. Yes, yes, 6 other competitors are fighting for fucking the one slot to fuck her vagina. Yes, is this the American Ninja Warrior? Let's find out.
What's in here, bro? And to book a date, obviously she has some times filled out. And
Jesus fucking Christ, it's like if you're trying to book a fucking prostitute. Well, technically she is a prostitute, except the only thing is that only one of you gets to fuck her, and she gets all these cash and prizes. So yeah, man, don't pay for these bitches. This is how they make their money, out of fucking selling their pussy. Enjoy!
There's only 4 spots left, and it costs $75. And the price increases in 2 hours, bro. Oh my god.
You see how fucking stupid women are? They want you to simp for them fucking hard. They want you to be their slave little bitches. No, friends, don't be like these fucking weenies. Don't fucking let women fucking lead you, because they'll lead you astray. Yes, man. Yes, you gotta be a man. You gotta take women's rights away, because all they're gonna do is lead you to ruin. Don't be a fucking cuckold. No, it's not worth it. Yes, we need to fucking ensure the fucking true future, because if you want to go into space, we have to kick some ass. Yes, because now they're gonna take over our fucking lives, and they're gonna make us fucking into the slave little bitches. And you want to end up like this fucking guy? No, friends, don't be fucking a weak little bitch. We need to fucking ensure the real fucking future. Let's make ourselves into a galactic empire, and we get to do it with all these fucking women, because women are fucking retards. Yes, friends, so don't be stupid. Let's take all their rights away together. I'm there with you, friends. So goodbye.
spreading them like confetti. Bury every man in love with two faggots. We have had it. Make niggas fall like rabbits. Forever causing.